When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The biggest question I got after the float tank is, okay, that sounded awesome, but how else do I take care of myself? It seems like there's too much to do during the day.
Let's keep calm and mother on. Mothering is way too important to do alone and way too serious to be serious all the time. My name is Christy Thomas, and I am here shoulder to shoulder with you, mothering and enjoying life together. This is the podcast where you can focus on being mindful and taking a deep breath with me and learning new things so you can pause and savor the amazing life you already have.
I can't wait to talk about this because taking care of yourself is one of the most radical things I think a mom can do. And I say that knowing how many books I've read about parenthood, and they always say how you have to fill your cup and things like that. But I'm not actually sure that they mean it for the mom. Because there are so many expectations placed on a mother about perfection that I think that we don't actually mean for moms to take breaks. We don't mean for them to consider their needs and consider that they get to show up for their own radical life. In fact, this week I read some of my book. I always feel silly to say, You're the Right Mom for Your Kids, Bite-Sized Pep Talks Just for You. You can find it on Amazon. I was reading an old passage in my book, and I talked about the dreadful moment where I cried over spilled milk. Okay. It was a gallon of spilled milk, whole milk, in our month-old minivan. Okay. So like my first minivan, and we bought it new. And swoosh, a whole gallon of milk. And why? Why did that gallon spill? Was there like a house on fire? What was I doing in the moment? You know what? There was no reason for me to rush that much except for the fact that I wasn't good at asking for help. Because I remember, as the story goes, when I walk inside, like, my husband was there, but it was on me that I didn't do a good job of asking for help because he can't read my mind. So I was trying to bring in groceries. I was trying to manage a 3-month-old about and an 18 or 2-year-old, almost 2-year-old. So yeah, you got to ask for help, people. We have to prioritize self-care. We have to set aside time for yourself every day. But part of that self-care is also delegating tasks. Delegating tasks to your children in age-appropriate ways. And asking your parenting partner, your spouse, whoever that person is. Hopefully you have a parenting partner. And delegating tasks. Not everything is worth doing yourself. And not everything is actually worth doing at all. So let's get rid of some of those tasks that don't actually matter, like carrying in 5 loads of groceries in one trip. That milestone doesn't actually matter. It would be better if I didn't do that in life. Okay. A little bit of a rant there. But I felt so bad thinking, yeah, I just have compassion for former me. Have you ever done that where you think of a memory? And one of the strategies I'm working on is I just send compassion backwards through time. So when I think of something hard that I've done that I would do differently now, I just thank my past self and I send them love and compassion. So I'm going to send my past self love and compassion for everything she did for me. Next, so we're going to prioritize self-care. You're going to set aside time for yourself. And one of the ways we talked about this online this week was I admitted my love affair with the New York Times games, okay? And a lot of you chimed in, and it was great. There's lots of different New York Times games. Some you need to have an account, some you don't. And my favorite is Tiles, which is not a word game at all, but like a matching game, a very precise matching game. I love Tiles. There's a lot of Wordle love still. There's the mini crossword. There's this new game that's like a word search, but it's themed every day. That one was really hard. But just try it. Try it. Set aside time to make your own tea time. Okay? The other thing I want you to do is, I know you might flinch when I say this, when I say to prioritize self-care and suggest this next one, is to meditate. Did you flinch? Studies have shown, we know the magic number is 12 minutes. 12 minutes of meditation consistently can change your brain's stress response, okay? And I'll see if I can find the link at the NIH to prove this to you. But 12 minutes. Now, we don't know if it's 12 minutes all at once or 12 minutes broken up, if that has the same effect, but it's 12 minutes of mindfulness. When I had little kids, I would have done this laying on the floor with one earbud in while they play around me, just so you know. Like, that's how I started taking care of myself, was laying down on their playroom floor and doing the opposite of what I wanted to do. So if I felt like an urgent need to clean and they were still playing, then I made myself have that downtime. Okay. Planning breaks in between activities where everyone can relax and recharge is a really important activity. So when you're looking at your schedule, if you're not able to take care of yourself, is that because your family schedule is just too packed? Is your family schedule just too packed? I have felt this, right? That's why I took a pause recently with the podcast, that the family tasks that were on my plate were too much. The tasks that I wanted to do career-wise plus podcasting was too much, and something had to give, so it was a pause for 6 weeks of podcasting. So schedule downtime, plan for breaks and activities so everyone can relax and recharge, whether it's from like intentionally pausing something for a while or as simple as, hey, on Saturday afternoons, we're going to nap. Okay. Even teenagers need some boundaries with needing downtime with screens, and they need permission to nap because they are watching you. So however you're taking care of yourself, is this how you want your, you know, kid in college during finals week when they're stressed out to the max? How do you want them to respond? Think about it. Okay. The other part of balancing relaxation into your day is to set boundaries. So when we're setting this nap time or setting this phone free at the dinner table time or whatever it is, you need to communicate your need for relaxation and self-care to your children and to your partner and establish clear boundaries about when you need quiet time to rest. It is okay for you to say what you need. Okay? It is also expected initially that these are children, right? They are also not boundaries experts. So the more you're able to be clear as kind and say exactly what you need and paint the activity done so they can know what the finished product looks like, they can help you meet your needs. I've never had one of my kids tell me that they didn't care about the fact that, like, I was overwhelmed or had tears. Like, they want you to love life. They want you to be so excited you're spending time with them. They want the best, healthiest version of you because they love you unconditionally. So please speak up for yourself, advocate for yourself, and practice setting boundaries, even if those boundaries are with yourself. Now, with all this talk about self-care, right, I also want you to know that motherhood is a journey, right, with lots of highs and lows. So you're never probably going to nail self-care. But one of the questions that I'd love to ask on Sunday night is, how are you taking care of Monday morning you? And one of the questions I'm now asking every morning after I unload the dishwasher, because that's my routine, is, how am I taking care of me today? How am I taking care of me today? And I'm going beyond my bubble of activities that are already well-established habits. So like my skincare routine, yes, it's taking care of me today, but it is a well-worn groove of a habit. Lifting weights 4 times a week, well-worn groove of a habit right now. Okay. Like I just know what's going to happen. So I have to stretch myself in other ways so that I don't forget myself in the monotony of living. Okay. So think about that when you're trying to talk about how are you going to take care of yourself. That's why the float take was so important, was that it was like a investment in myself. Okay. It really reduces burnout to do that. It helps me embrace my emotional health, because when I'm able to relax, I'm actually able to like check in with all of my feelings. And then it leads to higher quality family time, where balancing relaxation allows me to be more present in the moment, strengthening our bonds and connection later on. Okay, so how might you have fun as a family right now? Let's start to wrap this up. How might you have fun as a family right now? Well, it's almost spring break around here. So if you haven't done any spring break sort of activities, or if you haven't figured out what to do during spring break, I think that's maybe what you should have fun as a family planning. Maybe a day adventure. Maybe if you're close enough to DC to go look at the blooms, maybe it's visiting a children's museum or a science center, or finding the best ice cream in town, or having a do-it-yourself science day at home where you're very messy but very fun. But use one dinner to plan something together, right? It could be a cultural outing. It could be deciding that you're going to read a book while you're driving around for spring break. You're going to pick a book that has a movie, and then you're going to also plan for when you're going to watch that movie as a family. Or maybe you're just going to make a scavenger hunt of things inside the house and outside the house. Get some plastic bottles that you can stick notes into and show your kids how to have a memory like that. We used to do a lot of snack scavenger hunts around my house when my kids were closer to 10, 9 and 10. In fact, I should break it out and do it again for my youngest. There's a funny thing that happens with like the 4.5 year age gap. I have to remind myself of all the fun things that the girls did that he might not remember. And I also have to give myself grace and compassion if what they experience is completely different than what he did, because life is different. Okay, ready? Let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Roll your shoulders, wiggle your fingers and toes, and remember, I am so glad you are here on Earth. It's not an accident. It's on purpose. You are loved. You are lovable. You are wanted. And so is your family. We need you here. Let's keep calm and mother on together. Oh, an announcement. And I guess I'm throwing this in at the very end. Did you hear ads at the beginning of this episode, like right before the show started? This is a new thing that my podcast provider is experimenting with. with smaller podcasts. So while I'm a long-term podcaster, it's still smaller compared to some of the big wigs. So they are putting ads at the first part of the episode, the first 30 seconds, I think, and then the last 30 seconds of the episode after I wrap it up here. So let me know what you think. They should all be family-friendly ads, and yeah, that's what I want you to know. And the ads will support the podcast here, which is very, very helpful because podcasting isn't free in terms of technology and time. So thank you for supporting us and for supporting me. And I hope you have a great day.